Hey, podcast listeners. Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. With Amazon Music, you have access to the largest catalog of ad-free top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/adfreenews. That's amazon.com/adfreenews to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
It's 9 minutes after eight now on News Talk Breakfast. Four staff have been suspended following allegations of abuse of toddlers at a Dublin childcare service. And if you are a parent listening to this, just to warn you that some of this might be distressing, social affairs correspondent with the Irish Times, Kitty Holland, has the story. It's pretty grim stuff and follows a whistleblower coming forward, Kitty.
Yeah. I mean, I heard about this from a relative of one of the toddlers, and that set me on the train of trying to talk to more people. So, yeah. So, look, what I've established quite firmly is that, yeah, four members of staff have been suspended from this childcare service in South Dublin. And this is because of the alleged abuse of toddlers aged between 2 and 3, up to 6 toddlers, in this childcare setting, by 2 members of staff, and then the other 2 were suspended allegedly or apparently for not reporting the alleged abuse promptly enough. And the alleged abuse, and it is upsetting when it's all read out together, is the alleged slapping of children's heads, hitting children's legs, forcing children roughly into their high chairs, force feeding a child with sensory issues until they vomited, repeatedly calling one child fatty, wiping children's noses so forcefully to the point that they fell backwards and hurt their heads, getting children to be kind of verbally abusive to each other, including getting children to call each other arsehole, speaking in disparaging terms about children's parents in front of the children after the parents had left them off, and just being generally really kind of cold and uncaring with the children. So that's the allegations. And, you know, they, you know, as if the, if each one was a one off, you might kind of let it go, I suppose. But when they're all together and it's repeated, it's a really concerning sort of environment, a toxic environment, you could say, for the toddlers in particular, but also for other members of the staff. And that's why the other members of staff eventually said, you know, enough's enough. I have to start getting something done about this.
You haven't identified, for very obvious reasons, the name of the creche involved, but you have some detail of where it is.
Well, it's in South Dublin, and that's, I suppose, as specific as, you know, we want to go at the moment. But I can say it's a community childcare centre. There's lots of these across Ireland, and they're generally run not for profit, and they're very heavily subsidised by the government, and they've got charitable status, so they're a lower cost option, and by very nature, then, you know, there would be some children there who would come from quite vulnerable, you know, vulnerable situations where people, low income families, so, you know, there's an added layer of vulnerability, I suppose, for some of the children who would be in the creche.
What exactly is the nature of the investigation now, Kitty? And what powers does TUSLA have when it comes to an investigation such as this?
Well, the two main investigation bodies are the Gardaí and TUSLA. There's possible criminal charges here for, you know, for abuse, and then TUSLA would TUSLA is doing investigation as well. They would have the power, I'm fairly sure, to shut it down or to make, you know, findings that would feed into a Garda investigation, but also, if necessary, to sort of bring social work care to the affected children and to, you know, get involved with the child welfare findings on the situation there.
What have the centre been saying? Because I know you've seen some correspondence that went to parents from the centre.
Yeah, so there was a the childcare centre did their own internal investigation, and parents weren't interviewed for that, and they were quite upset about that. So they were looking to see a copy of it, and they've been trying to get a copy of this investigation for quite a while. But they got correspondence there in the last few weeks saying that, in fact, actually, this was not an investigation; it was a human resources inquiry, which took parents aback. And so they interviewing the parents, they said they wasn't within the remit of the investigation, which also surprised the parents. And they said, we're writing to tell you that, they said, as the author said, as you may recall, I previously committed to sharing aspects of the investigation report where your child was mentioned. But they say after recent communications with the Gardaí have advised them not to to share any aspect of that with the parents because it could jeopardise the Garda investigation. And they said interviews with both parents and families have and will remain the remit of Gardaí and Tuzla. And I understand Gardaí and Tuzla have interviewed parents of the allegedly affected children. So the parents are, you know, who I've spoken to are really unhappy, or who I've heard about are really unhappy with management's handling of the situation. They are really upset that there was a delay in telling them. It took the one of the toddler's parents had to approach management to really get this out into the open, I suppose, in terms of other parents hearing about it. And they had heard, these parents had heard about it through one of the members of staff who was the whistleblower, had contacted them through a third party. That member of staff obviously very nervous to go and approach the parents themselves. So they're unhappy that there was delays in telling them about the alleged abuse of their children, and the fact that the alleged abusers remained working with their children and with other children in the creche for a number of weeks after management first became aware.
All right, a very disturbing story, and one no doubt we'll hear more about in the future. Front page of the Irish Times this morning, Kitty Holland of that newspaper. Thanks very much for taking the time to talk to us.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.